I'm tired. It is P-Day, January 30th, 2012. Hello, family. So this week has been awesome. It really has. On P-Day, last P-Day, we went to the mall with four other elders in our district. That was good. It's fun spending time with them. I really like our district. We went to district meeting on Tuesday. We did all the district meeting, and then we ended it early because the zone leaders were going to come and give a training. But what happens? The zone leaders couldn't find our church, so they didn't give their training. They arrived late, and we left late. To lunch, not late, but we left later and we got to lunch, and yeah, it was just pretty funny. They weren't too happy. Oh, one of them wasn't. One of them from Sao Paulo, he knows a lot of English slang and he's just saying a ton of it. I'm ticked, but he didn't say that. He said another one that I'm not gonna say because mom wouldn't like that. And Tuesday we worked with some of the members. We worked with Jose a lot. He's an awesome member. He got baptized a year ago. He actually got baptized January 23rd. So actually So he got baptized a year ago, and he is incredibly active. He has an incredibly strong testimony, and he helps us out a lot. He goes out with us, teaches members. Every Sunday, he goes with us to look for the people that we taught to come to church. And he just helps out a ton. He gives references of friends that he has that want to hear more about the gospel. And it's just incredible how much he works. And his life had completely changed from when it was before he had the gospel. And I really like working with him. He's an awesome member. So he went out with us a lot to teach investigators this week. On Wednesday we had the baptism of Anisio scheduled, but it fell through, which was really sad. But we scheduled it again for Friday. Couldn't remember the name. We scheduled it for Friday, and we just really wanted, they had been waiting to be baptized pretty much 8 months since they moved from Brasilia. They moved from Brasilia to San Luis, and we were working with them a lot to get married in December and then baptized, but then it didn't work out for them to get baptized. Then we worked with them even more during this last month. We prayed that this baptism would happen on Friday, and our prayers were answered. We had the baptismal service. It was smaller. It had just the leadership and us. I baptized Camila, and then Adelama baptized Anisio, and it was a good feeling of peace. They were incredibly happy. They were just smiling. It's funny, when Elder Elamon was baptizing Anisio, when they entered the water, Gabriel, their 2-year-old son, just saw his dad in the water. He just started to cry. He just started bawling. It was hilarious. Well, not hilarious, it was sad, but it was funny. But it was an awesome baptismal service. We were incredibly happy for them. The other day, Thursday, we went with two youth of the ward. Moroni, who's the ward mission leader as well, and Arthur, and he's a ward missionary. And we went with them. We went on a division, so I went with Arthur, and Elder Elma went with Moroni, and we worked in our area in different parts of the area, and we worked hard. A lot of the lessons fell through, but it was good. We still got a lot of teaching done. We helped our investigators more, and it was cool. They both liked it. And then afterwards, we went with Jose and worked even more. And it was a good week. We did a lot of that, which helped us a lot, helped us meet or teach more of our investigators and help them get closer to, or live more of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Saturday we did that again. We worked really hard. We are just completely tired today. And Sunday, we did another division to look for all the people to go to church. And we just, well, first we went and had lunch at Josimar and Milena's house. They're going to get married this week and then baptized on Saturday. We are incredibly excited for them. That's going to be an awesome time. And the lunch was awesome. It was really good. And then we went and looked for our investigators to come to church. We worked really hard. We visited everybody that we invited to come to church. And we had a total of 16 investigators that were visiting church. Some that members had brought that we didn't know, and we met them this Sunday, but it was just amazing. And the members, they were just really excited, the ones that helped us work. They were just like, oh, we have this many people at church, that's awesome. And they were just, yeah, it was good. It was just an awesome feeling at church. Anisio and Camila got confirmed, and they were just happy. I asked them how they liked church. I'm like, do you like church? And like, no, we love church. And it was just cool to hear them say that. And also other investigators are like, oh, I like church today more than I did the other 2 weeks ago. It was awesome. So we're just really excited. The work's moving along a lot. The members are helping a lot. We had a meeting with the leadership, and it's just, we're working hard. We don't want to get transferred. Elder Elma and I don't want to get transferred. We want to stay here in this area until Elder Elma ends his mission. But yeah, so we're praying for that. We're hoping that happens, that we are able to stay together as companions, because we are working very well together. But yeah, this week's been good. Today we're just going to rest here at the house, because we are completely destroyed. We're going to work even harder this week. We are determined. We are fixed with a determined resolution, as I say in Alma. But yeah, so it's been an awesome week. I am incredibly happy. I hope you guys had an awesome week as well. And I hope you had an awesome week, and I hope you have an awesome week. I love you a lot. I miss you. But have a happy February. It's Groundhog Day. Phil Connors? Ned Ryerson? Yeah, I'm weird. Love you. Bye.